Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're on the radio with Mark Rawson and listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., we have on the air with us running her own weekly show, Claire Whitman. Claire Whitman joins us with quite an extensive background as a gifted intuitive, and her, has quite a vast background in everything. If you want to find out more about her, you can actually go to her website, which is www.thehealinggallery.com. That's thehealinggallery.com. And this radio show, which is every Monday, is called Intuitions with Claire. And if you want to call in and ask your questions, we're going to be taking callers in probably about 20 minutes or so. And the call-in number is 646-716-9663. And with that, Claire, are you there?
I sure am.
It's so
Hi,
great
everybody.
To have you on the air.
Yes, absolutely. I'm very excited to be back again.
All right. I'm going to let you go ahead and rip.
Absolutely. I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend, and I hope that everybody's having a fantastic Monday. And today, what I want to talk about with everybody is the power and the benefits of letting go. Letting go of whatever it is that may burden us, whatever it is that we feel may be holding us back. It may be fear that we're holding on to. It may be emotional issues from the past that we are holding on to. It may be people that do not belong in our lives anymore that we're holding on to, wishing, hoping, wanting that they will come back. But letting go is a choice. The same way that you choose to hold on to that certain element, you can very easily choose to let it go. And what it is that I really want to emphasize is that a lot of people feel that we hold on to something because it's easier to hold on to that particular person or that particular situation than to start up and rebuild from scratch, which may be true. But I'd much rather be in a relationship, a new relationship, with somebody that I can build with instead of being in kind of like a fantasy element of that person not in my life, but me wanting them to be there. So I really do believe in the power of letting go and in the power of myself, the power of ourselves, the power to really manifest a positive energy and keep good elements ahead of us instead of the negative elements of what if, how come, why. Instead of asking ourselves those kind of questions, we should tell ourselves, I will, I am prepared, this is going to happen. These simple manifestations can change our world, maybe not right away, maybe not tomorrow, but they will change our lives if we stick to them, if we hold strong to those kind of energies. Earlier in the week, I was talking a little bit with Mark about asking for abundance. And it really resonated with me because when he asked for abundance, he definitely got it. However, we have to make our requests known. Ask for an abundance of peace of mind. Ask for an abundance of faith, of positive energy, of health and financial wealth, of emotional wealth, spiritual wealth, and it will be given to you. Maybe not right away, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but eventually you're going to have that connection to yourself and to the world that you never thought that you could possibly have, because you let go of that negative energy of the past. A lot of people need balancing with that, for sure. It's easier to give than to get, a lot of people feel. A lot of people feel it's easier to get than to give. It has to be a balance. There has to be a balance in communication with ourselves, with our spirit guides, with our emotional balances. It all comes together, and I really do feel that there are a lot of people that feel as if they're stuck in a bad job, in a bad relationship, in a bad living situation. You may feel as if you are stuck, yes, but only you have the power to dig yourself out of that hole. Only you have the ability to remove yourself out of it. Nobody is going to basically pull you out of that relationship. You have to make the change to yourself and to that person that you're working with. I'm not going to allow you to keep taking credit for the work that I'm doing, so-and-so. You have to tell your partner, your relationship partner, that I am not going to let you continuously drag me down. You have to tell yourself that you are going to be getting a new lease, a new renter's agreement, a new homeowner's agreement at the earliest convenience that you possibly can. Those small seeds will develop into a massive blossom of life. It'll be something that will give you so much prosperity and so much peace of mind. In the Bible, it says it, if we have the faith of a mustard seed, our faith will grow and grow and grow and grow. And it does. You have that ability. Nobody is going to give that ability to you. You have to take it and claim it for what is yours. For sure. Mark, do you have anything that you want to chime in on?
Well, I think what's really important, and I've been learning this lesson, and it's always interesting to see lessons in our life repeat over and over and over again until you finally say, okay, I got it. Enough already. And, you know, whenever we talk about that, we talk about what you resist persists and all that great stuff. But I think the biggest thing that's come into play for me lately is really just taking time to go to the power of gratitude.
Yes.
To be thankful for things, because, you know, there's been some times over the last couple months where, you know, I like to say that things have gotten pretty dark for me. And what that means is just really depressing times, some times where we don't see a little bit further down the path, so we feel like we have no options, we feel like we're stuck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the best thing you can do in that is to really just go to a position of gratitude, you know. And I had a friend of mine tell me this the other day, because she was kind of reflecting on a friend of hers who had just passed away. And she said, you know, Mark, get up and did you walk somewhere today? And I said, yes, I did. She goes, so you weren't in a wheelchair. And I'm not saying that people in wheelchairs need to be singled out. But what I'm saying is there's always a place where you should have gratitude for all the things that you're able to do, such as see things and to use your hands and to be able to, you know, were you able to take a shower today? Were you able to sleep someplace? Did you have something to eat today? Because I think for a lot of it in life, we kind of take a position of just taking all these things for granted and just say, you know what, my life is so tough. And it's like, well, you know, what can you be grateful for? And, you know, maybe just creating a gratitude list every day. Write down 10 things every single day that you're grateful for. I'm grateful for the fact that I'm on the radio show talking to you right now. I'm grateful for the fact that we're reaching out and we're able to help people. I'm thankful for the fact that I was able to take a shower today and then I had lunch, you know, and that I was able to go work out. And, you know, so just looking at everything that we do on a daily basis that we just take for granted and think about the fact of, you know, when we think that things are really, really bad, you know, really, what is it? What are the things that are in our life? Because from the ideas of being able to manifest, you know, there is the idea that you will attract what you're grateful for. So if you're grateful for the fact that you have a job, or, you know, you might not be happy with your job, but you know what, at least you have a job. There's a lot of people who haven't been working for a year. And
mm-hmm.
there's some people in the world who work and don't barely make any money. You know, there's people who are abused in sweatshops and different things around the world. You know, are you able to go to work? Of course, there's some people that would say they're abused here in some of their jobs. And but
I agree.
It's really just kind of taking a look at where we're at and being grateful. And we know from, you know, The Secret and The Power and stuff like that, we talk about the nature of laws of attraction. We talk about the power of love. We talk about the power of gratitude. And these are very, very powerful things, because when you talk about changing your vibration, going to a place where you want to attract something better into your life, the key to that is going to a place of love or going to a place of gratitude. And I can tell you for a fact that digging myself out of some really depressing times, I did it with looking at gratitude and being thankful for even the littlest things in my life. The fact that I can look out the window and actually see the beauty of the trees or a rainstorm or whatever
mm-hmm.
it is, really defining gratitude in that. So that's my two cents for that.
I could not agree with you more. I absolutely understand what you're saying, and I do agree with it. I totally agree with that, because if we're thankful and if we have that gratitude, we're not going to feel that bitterness that we may feel throughout the course of our day, throughout the course of our week. Like you said, if you write down 10 things that you're grateful for, you're going to sit down, you're going to look at that list, and you're going to say, you know what, I actually do have something that I can be thankful for. Look, it's right here in black and white. I definitely feel the presence of a positive energy awakening dawning on all of us very soon. And I feel that we have to be ready for that awakening. And I do feel that having the spirit of gratitude has a lot to do with that. And I also feel that having the spirit of a positive attitude and a positive change will absolutely help us move forward with everything it is that this spiritual awakening has to offer. I do think and I feel that courage is a very big part of letting go of what you're familiar with. Don't pay attention so much to what you're familiar with. Take a small, tiny step out of your box. Be grateful for your box. Take a small step out of it and have that courage to move forward. Have that courage to move ahead. I really think that there is so much prosperity that is around all of us, but we're just not looking at it. We're not seeing the prosperity that we can truthfully come to know and come to gain. It's just what we're seeing is more like, oh God, my bills. Oh, God, my life, oh, this, oh, that. Gratitude, just like Mark said, gratitude is where we really push from and what gives us that drive. What I also want to talk about are the spiritual gifts that God has left behind, that the Spirit of God has given us. And I want to really emphasize the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of knowledge. A lot of people think that only old people have wisdom, people elderly, maybe in their older age. That's not true. And I think that it's very funny and ironic, because children have so much wisdom. Have you ever come across that, Mark, that children have so much wisdom and knowledge, and like you can talk to them and be like, oh my God, I never looked at it like that. I really feel that children have so much wisdom installed in them that it's just like they see things from such an innocent light. They see things from such a different outlook than we as adults would see them. Granted, older people have been through a lot more, so they have kind of a little bit of seniority, I guess you could say. But I feel that wisdom is something that will really, really get us through life's hardest times. And I feel that the gift of knowledge is something that is both good and evil, depending on how you use it. I know that there is such a powerful awakening that is coming to all of us through spirituality, through ourselves, through the balancing and a new beginning that we will open up for ourselves. Just we have to push through that mold, that whatever it is that we may be going through right now. And it will really, really come to be like, wow, I see it. I finally see the light. I finally get it. Don't try and cram it all into your head because it's just going to exhaust you. Try and just understand it subtly, subtly. And overnight change is going to make people think like, oh, she's gone crazy. Oh, this is just a phase. Subtle changes in people are what we will notice. Subtle changes are going to be very important because those slow, subtle changes are going to build us right up. At the end of the week, at the end of the day, at the end of the year, we could have done a complete, total turnaround. And it'll be like, wow, I'm looking at the person I was earlier in the year and I'm completely different from that person. That didn't happen overnight. That was a subtle change. That's the way I'm looking at things right now, for sure. Tell me more about what you're feeling, Mark.
I'm sorry, I kind of missed part of that. I was actually off screening callers.
Oh, no, no worries at all.
So I think one of the things, I want to kind of go back to the idea you had before about the whole process of letting go. I know you kind of moved on to another topic at this point, but I'll kind of touch on that for a minute. And that is, and I kind of hinted at this earlier, and that is we find that when we're trying to make change in our lives, that we kind of get hung up on kind of fighting things. We could be doing it because we have fear about making change. We might be kind of what we feel like is that we're stuck because we don't see another way of doing something. And, you know, the coin phrase that seems to be coming up, and it's one of the things that Spirit keeps on teaching me over and over again, meaning I get a lot of people approaching me mentioning it, or I get a lot of people giving me experiences in my life that kind of allows me to kind of work through this, is that what you resist persists. So if you find that you are dealing with a tough situation, it could be the fact that you're out of work and the bills are getting really tight and you don't have a lot of abundance in your life and stuff like that, and you might be in a state of just really, really fighting it, having a lot of fear about that lack of abundance. And because you have that fear, in most of the situations, it's not going to allow you to bring abundance or bring income or find another job or have the right energy or be at the right vibration to bring the right type of thing into your life. And that's what we mean by saying that what you resist persists. It's like if you know, there's a lot of teachings and everything that have been coming up that a lot of people have been talking about this week, that the best way of getting through that, and it could be just being fearful about something in your life, being fearful about what happens if something really bad happens to me in my life. It could be a relationship. It could be a family. It could be something that happens to somebody I care about. It could be me worrying about losing my job and stuff like that. Whatever you resist persists. So what they say is that when you are dealing with these, and I've been dealing with a lack of abundance or this feeling of abundance lately, you know, the key to it is really to just kind of dig right into that fear and just own it. You know, they like to say that you can even make a little theater act out of it and just really just get into it and just dig into it and cry about it. And, oh, my goodness, my life is falling apart. And, you know, I'm not trying to make light of really bad situations, but what I'm saying is sometimes the best way of getting through fear is really just to own it. To really just say, in a lot of situations, you can use some of the terminology or the reframing of saying, well, what is the worst that can happen? You know, if I'm in a relationship and the other person betrays, what is the worst that can happen? You know, if I'm out of work, you know, what is the worst that can happen? And, you know, people can tell you about a lot of different experiences they've had. But in a lot of situations, it's unknown that really scares us. It's the fact of, well, I'm out of work and I don't know if I'm going to make my bills and I don't know what I'm going to wear with them, you know, and stuff like that. It's actually the fear. It's the not knowing that's actually scarier than what actually is going to occur in your life. And if you can really own it, you can really just dig in and own that fear and stuff like that, then you can release it and it won't have a hold on you. And then with the spiritual area, what's going on in your life, that opens the door to allow all kinds of positive miracles to come into your life, because then you're not blocking it. Because when you have that fear, or when you bring that fear to the table, it blocks a lot of what you can actually create. Because as spiritual people on this planet, we have the incredible ability to be very abundant, to basically create and manifest pretty much anything in our lives. But, you know, for all the people who have learned how to do this, most of us aren't able to create these wonderful things or to bring these great things into our lives because we can't get past the fear or the self-doubt. You know, there's always the idea of, oh, yeah, I could win the lottery and stuff like that. But in the back of our mind, the fear or the idea behind it, we're kind of like, oh, yeah, one in a million. I'm never going to win, you know. And, you know, the true nature of it is that we could hold our... If we hold that faith, if we can hold that position of the thought of what it is that we're trying to attend, or the intention we have, you'd actually be able to manifest it. But most of us just don't have the faith. We just like go at things too quickly. So just the whole idea about, you know, letting go and the impact of fear and what fear has, because fear is the opposite end of the spectrum. Fear is the opposite. It's the lack of light. It's the lack of faith. It's the lack of really being in gratitude. It's the opposite end of the spectrum. And when you talk about what is the highest vibration and getting closer to the higher levels of communicating with your guides and your angels and everything like that, you do that from a place of love, just like where most healing comes from and where most compassion everything comes from. It comes from love. It comes from that higher vibration. So is gratitude. Gratitude is very high vibrating. Fear is very, very low vibrating. It's way down the other end of the spectrum. And from fear, it just really just kind of locks us up and makes a lot of great things in our life just stop. I'm going to go screen some more callers. I'll be right back.
Fantastic. Mark had a very, very good outlook and explained that very well. And I really feel that holding on, I don't feel this, I think everybody should know that holding on to fear is never a good thing for ourselves, for the people around us, because you never want to look back and basically be like, I should have done this, but fear stopped me. I should have been able to attain this goal, but I was afraid to ask for the promotion. I should have asked my partner what the next step of our relationship was looking like, but I didn't want to. I had a fear of coming off too strong. Never a good thing. What we need to do instead is we have to ask ourselves, what can I learn from having this fear? Does this fear teach me anything about myself? Or does it teach me what I'm afraid of, which we already know? We have to ask ourselves, what can I change? What can I surrender? And I think that if we ask ourselves those questions, we'll get a lot more answers, a lot of really deep-rooted answers. For example, if I ask myself, what can I surrender? What can I, Claire, surrender? I would tell myself, I can surrender the spirit of negative energy. I need to surrender the spirit of frustration. I need to surrender the spirit of getting overwhelmed. And those are three main things that we deal with on a daily basis. And if I focus on trying to get rid of the fear of surrendering, I can get rid of it with my spiritual energy, with moving forward, So I definitely think that if we ask ourselves those questions, our answers will be like, wow, that's really within me. I really knew that. Why didn't I ever program that? Why didn't I ever become proactive with that? So that's what I'm really feeling at this time. I'm here.
All right. Are you ready to take some callers?
I sure am.
All right, let's just take a quick break real quick. I just want to let everybody know you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and you can find out more about this radio show and other radio shows that we have on a nightly and monthly basis at our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Right now you're listening to Claire Whitman, who has a show on every Monday, every week, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All her shows are available for replay by going back to the same link that you're listening to the show on right now. And through that, you can actually subscribe to podcasts, iTunes, MP3 downloads, and everything to listen to her show offline. And you're listening to Intuitions with Claire. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and let's give out your website. It's www.thehealinggallery.com. And that's the best way of getting a hold of Claire and finding out about all the great services that she has to offer and all the different areas that she works with people on. So with that, let me go back here. Are you ready?
I sure am.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi, my name's Maria, and I just wanted to know if you could give me some insight into what I could expect for my career over the next year.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And what are you doing right now for work?
I'm trying to start my I'm trying to restart a photography career that I once had.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to start, you know, a freelance business, and I've gotten some customers, but I just want to know how I'm going to deal with it.
What I really do feel is that for the whole year, I do see a lot of good energy with your photography work. I really do feel like that's something that is going to be a very strong benefit for you. But what it is that I do pick up on is that you're having a little bit of doubt. There's a little bit of doubt creeping into your mind, which is understandable. But what I do think is that you need to own those doubts, as Mark and I were talking about earlier. Own those doubts, face those doubts, and remove them completely out of your life, disconnect them completely. What I do feel is that there is going to be more success that you will be coming into probably September, October, and November. And then I feel like those are going to be the more fast-paced months for you. What I do pick up on is that probably December, January, February of the new year will slow down, but it won't be like a complete dry spell. I really do feel like things are going to be looking very good for you with career, but you definitely have to stay focused on them. Don't allow your focus to shift too much, because what's going to happen is that you will get very overwhelmed and bombarded, and you definitely don't need that at all.
Overwhelmed and bombarded by the volume of work,
probably the volume of work. Yes, you have to really stay focused on each opportunity as they come.
Once the dry spell is passed, do you think that things will? How will it look after the dry spell is passed?
I don't really even feel a dry spell. I think that things will probably slow down more through the holiday months, December, January, February, but I do feel like it will stay consistent for you because you truthfully love your craft. You truthfully are passionate about what you do, and people will really get that sense from you that you know what it is that you're doing and that you will always put your best foot forward. It's not like you're going to do something half-hearted, especially for people who are looking to get something as important as photographs. You know what I mean? In this day and age, everybody's taking pictures with their phones, things like that. When somebody wants to hire a photographer, they want to hire a photographer for the most amazing photographs that can possibly be done. And once you show that you have that, the potential to do that, and that kind of willpower, people will really, really, really stick with you. So I do see that it'll be something that will always be very, very balanced is what I'm really picking up on. It'll be consistent for sure. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm just switching over. Okay, you're on with Claire.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, what's your name?
Stacy.
Stacy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Wonderful.
I wanted to know, what do you see coming up in regards to my career?
Where are you right now in terms of career? What are you doing?
I am currently not doing anything right now, as of 2 weeks.
As of 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
What I definitely see is you getting work, because I don't feel that you are the kind of person that does well with not being productive. I do see that you are definitely going to be working very soon, but are you thinking of working from home?
I've thought about it, but I'm not sure.
I really do feel like this is something that is going to be very, very positive for you, and I feel like it's something that you will make a really good transition into, is what I'm picking up on. I feel that when you're working in a group of people, I feel like there's so many energies that you take on, and I feel as if you get very drained. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What it is that I see and really feel is that once you start getting the kickstart of working from home, you will get so much more done. And you will be getting in the groove of a lot of kind of like a new movement is what I'm picking up for you. I do see that you are going to start working probably by maybe by the 7th of July is what I'm feeling. Possibly sooner, but I do feel like you need to start networking more so with different people for sure.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
It was nice talking to you.
You too. Thanks.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi, Claire. This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Claire, I've been looking for a job for a while. And I hope something great is going to come to me this summer. Do you see any opportunities?
I do feel a lot of opportunity for you. Yes, I'm feeling that you happen to be a very old soul. Are you familiar with this at all?
Absolutely.
I definitely feel that you've led probably a little over 7 past lives. Is what I'm picking up on. And what it's showing me is that in the past lives, I can feel that you were always very career-oriented. You were always very motivated by career, is what it shows. And what I'm seeing is that in this present life, there are going to be a lot of career opportunities that are going to start to transpire within the next 14 days, is what I do see. Do you have anything lined up for right now?
It's interesting. You know, a gentleman had, a friend, an acquaintance of mine, had brought to my attention an opportunity that he thinks I would be good at. It's a new venture, but honestly, it's not the product line or the type of business I want to get into. So that's the only thing that's come my way. And I haven't given him an answer, and I don't want to do something out of desperation, but it does not excite me. It's not what I want.
What kind of opportunity is it?
It's selling on the West Coast an industrial product that has not made its mark on the West Coast. It's a new product in the industrial sector. Mm-hmm. It's an industrial cleaning product.
Go ahead.
I don't want to just say no. I want to keep my mind and options open. So I don't know if I'm being too judgmental. But at this point, I don't think I'm thinking with it.
I agree completely with everything you're saying, for sure. But what I do feel is that you are being a little judgmental by the opportunity. Just that it's kind of like you're unfamiliar with the product, you know, which is understandable completely. I do think that you should definitely give it a shot. I think that you should give it your best shot, if anything, because I see you actually having a lot of positive connection with West Coast and with this industrial product. I really feel like your energy will give it a really good push, is what I'm picking up on. In the first probably 3 to 4 days will be a little bit complicated for you, but pushing forward with it, you'll really get into the groove and have a lot of positive energy for it. I do see you finding a lot of success with it, for sure. I really do.
See, I live on the West Coast, so I know the West Coast. But it sales, and I've done sales for many, many years, and I don't necessarily want to do sales again and, you know, tromp the streets again. That's keeping me. So,
do you have any other opportunities at this time?
Nothing.
Take this one, and I feel like you'll have success with it.
Really? Okay.
Good
Thank
luck.
You so
Thank
much.
You for your call.
Okay. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on with Claire. Sharon? Well, not Hearing her. Sharon?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're on with Claire. Go ahead.
Hi, Claire.
What's your name?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Where are you calling from?
The West Coast, California.
Oh, fantastic.
I would like to know about a couple of relationships I have, if they're worth keeping or if they're side by side.
You want to know if the few relationships that are around you are worth keeping or if they're fly-by-night?
Yeah, relationships that I would have to say probably love relationships. Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about these guys.
One's in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's on deployment right now.
Mm-hmm.
The other one lives in the same state I do, but 2 miles from me. And they both seem very nice, very easy going.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't know if they're real, if they're what they say is what they mean, or if they're just playing around.
I feel that the first person we spoke of that is currently deployed is not in the proper state to be in a relationship right now. I feel
mm-hmm.
like there is probably just more of a friendship kind of a energy there. The second person that we're communicating about, I feel a very intense energy, a very positive energy, a strong energy to move forward, and that this person is really connecting with you spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. But I do feel that there are a lot of blocks in communication with this person is what I'm picking up on. So you kind of have to break down those blocks for him to feel comfortable. I definitely do see more success with the second person than with the first, for sure. Thank you very much for your call, Sharon. It was great talking to you.
Thank you very much.
All righty. If I can click faster, we'll hold on, everybody.
No worries.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
What is your name?
My name is Annalena. I'm from Maryland.
Annalena.
My question is, dealing with career. I'm currently working in a project management type of role, and I was wondering, well, should I stay with the company that I'm with, or should I move on to something else?
I see a very strong vision right now. Hold on. Are you in line for a promotion?
I don't know. I know that two of my bosses today had discussion in the office when I was leaving out, because they know that I just received my master's, well, just finished my master's, so I don't know exactly if they told me if I was going to be getting a promotion or not. I know they gave me extra work to do, but they didn't say I was going to get more money or not.
Well, first off, congratulations on finishing your master's. That is a feat in itself, for sure.
Thank you.
Definitely see in my vision is this. I'm going to be very straightforward. You are in line for a promotion. I do see that there is going to be a title change in the promotion and a financial increase. It might not be a huge financial increase, but it will be there for sure. They are keeping it on the low from you, possibly a little bit more quiet, because they want to make sure that you're working hard, not for the promotion, for the sake of your position. You follow me?
Yes.
With that being said, I see that on the 3rd of, yes, I see this clearly, on the 3rd of July, another company or somebody else from another company is going to reach out to you, is what I'm picking up on, to possibly come on board with them. Do not take any other opportunities with career. Stick to where you're at, because I see that the promotion that you're going to receive is going to continuously climb you up the ladder of success for sure. This is going to be a very good year for you career-wise. Just put finances away. Start to save more for sure.
Okay, because the reason why I asked is because I'm contracted through two different companies. I work for a temp agency, so you might be seeing the temp agency call me for about a job. So I don't know if this promotion is with the actual Axiom company that I'm working with, or the government side.
I really feel that it's the company that you're working with now, and I feel like it's going to be something that will really, really push you forward for sure. Thank you very much for your call. It was great talking to you, and please keep us updated.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Jacob, you're on with Claire.
Hi, Claire. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Jacob, and it's so funny that you were talking about letting go of fear, because that's the exact nature of my question.
Oh, my God.
There's a guy that I have been friends with for about 2 years, and he just moved into my neighborhood last month. He's like 4 houses down from me, and we have been spending like so much quality time together, and it's almost of a romantic nature, and I'm just afraid to like ask him to be anything more intimate with me, because I'm afraid that it will ruin what we have, because I've never been closer to a guy. Like, I just feel like he is so great. He's a better friend than I've ever had in my life, and I'm so attracted to him, but I just don't know what to do. So I was just calling you because I wanted to see if I did ask him or I did make a pass or something. Do you see it going over good? Or because I do feel an attraction with him there. I just don't know if he wants to ruin it, you know? So,
what is his name?
AJ, or Alexander.
Alexander. I feel that you and Alexander have a very strong past life connection. What I do feel is this. I feel that in the past life, he wanted to be with you, and the roles were reversed. He was still male, but you were female, is what I'm picking up on. And he did not know how to connect with you. And I feel that he never really did connect with you. You two were just kind of remained as friends. And I feel that there was a lifelong energy of regret there. Don't let the same regret cross over into this life. I do see that there is a lot of positivity that will come forward from this, for sure. If you do just basically come up and be upfront and honest about it, I see that he will gravitate towards you very, very well. there are some obstacles in the relationship that I am picking up on. Some obstacles I'm really feeling more as like communication, possibly the fear of moving forward, you know what I mean? The fear of letting go of the friendship and having it develop into a relationship. I truthfully feel that there is a connection there, but don't let regret stand in your way whatsoever. Let go of that fear and own the ability to move forward in this friendship into a relationship.
Okay. Thank you so much, Claire.
No problem. I will talk to you soon. God bless. Thank you for your call.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good. This is Gwen from Boston.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good, thank you.
Cool.
Very well.
My
question is in regards to a possible job interview with a CPA firm.
Okay, tell me about it.
They're located in the city, and the location, actually, I believe, have 5 partners.
Okay. And when is this interview possibly taking place?
It's either Wednesday or Thursday.
I feel it Thursday, and I feel you hearing very good news back from them by the latest Tuesday of next week is what I'm picking up on. I really do feel that they're looking to fill the position quickly.
Okay.
And I feel that you are definitely going to be one of the front runners. I am going to be blunt with you. I see that you're going to be kind of in competition with another person. I feel a very strong masculine energy, probably a man. And I feel that he may be a little bit older than you.
Okay.
I do feel that the only edge you're going to have is that you will bring more positivity and personality into the role, is what I'm picking up on. So definitely let your positive energy radiate while you are interviewing with them. And wear something bright, because I think that it'll really show off your positive mantra.
Yes. Now this role is administrative type of role, and there'll be actually a man.
This is what I'm feeling, yes.
Wow.
And it thank you very much for your call. It was great talking to you.
You as well. Thank you, Claire. God bless.
God bless.
All right, I'm praying this.
Hi,
hello?
You're on with Claire.
Fine. Oh, God, it went through. I hope this processes. I brought,
oh, my God.
I don't know if there's any money.
Hello?
Just switching, hold on.
Funny.
Hi,
hello?
You're on with Claire.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. My name is Tonetta.
Hi, Tonetta. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Philadelphia, PA.
Oh, wonderful. I love Philadelphia.
My question tonight for you is I want to know what is going to go on here with me and Daniel. I'm very concerned because I would like to know if you see him moving into my home and making a commitment here with me.
I'm going to be very straightforward with you, Tonetta. I see that Daniel has commitment issues. Is this correct?
I'm feeling that as well, and I don't know what to do here.
What you need to do is do nothing at all.
That's what I am doing.
You have been the man and the woman in this relationship. How long have you two been together?
Off and on for 1 year, and I know him for 30 years because we grew up together ever since we were 10 years old.
I understand completely. I feel that you have been, like I said, the man and the woman in this relationship. You've been doing everything that he needs to be doing. And
right.
What my spirit shows is that we are doing the right thing. You are taking the step back. You are distancing yourself, and you're letting him know that whenever he's ready to make the decision, you're there. You're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere at all. You're going places in your own life. Yes, that's true. But as far as the relationship between you and him, you're going to be there for him because you do love and care for him. He is very afraid. Whatever it is that you say or do isn't going to process. He has to make the decision on his own. Kind of like what I was talking about earlier. Let go and don't be afraid to let go. If you let go and you feel like he's not biting, don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. Let him see that there is nobody else out there that is as good for him as you are. Keep doing your thing and you're going to see a lot of positivity really start manifesting. Thank you for your call. It was great talking to you.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hey, Claire. My name is Miriam, and I'm in California.
Hi, Miriam. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I work in a call center, and my question to you is, when do you see me, like, quitting, leaving? And if you don't see it, what energy do you see that I can work on to make it happen?
I'm going to be very straightforward with you. I see that where you're at right now in terms of the call center, I see that the work isn't what drains you. I feel like it's the people that drain you. And I do see you leaving right around July 15th is what I'm picking up on. And I do see that there are going to be some much better opportunities that are going to be awaiting you is what I am picking up on. But I do feel it being in something very, very close to like consumer relations or possibly HR, something like that is what I'm picking up on. So I see by mid-July you really pushing yourself away from that call center.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you.
Good luck. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi. Hello? Okay.
Oh, see, I can barely hear you. I think your phone is breaking up a little bit.
My question is, I left my home unexpectedly last summer. Do you see me being able to resolve that situation?
You lost your home unexpectedly last summer?
I left unexpectedly.
Okay. You left. Unexpectedly.
Yeah.
What happened?
An argument between me and my in-laws, and I ended up leaving unexpectedly.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that I'll be able to resolve anything around that situation?
Yes, I do think that you will be able to resolve it. However, there's going to have to be clear lines of communication between you and your in-laws because I feel like they're still holding on to a lot of bitter feelings is what I'm picking up on. Just keep the lines of communication.
So
that I can't tell you. That I definitely can't tell you. From what I feel is just that they hold on to a lot of negative energy, and that's definitely not a good thing. But just keep the lines of communication clear, and if all works out well, if the lines stay open, I see you probably back there by August. Thank you very much for your call. It was great talking to you.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Yes, hi, Claire. This is Valerie from California.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. I'd like to know if you see my daughter getting a job that she applied for last week.
You would like to know if, I'm sorry, what?
If my daughter will be getting the job that she applied for last week.
Oh, if your daughter will be getting the job that she applied for last week. What is her first name?
Can I give initial J?
Sure. I feel that she will get the position, yes, but she's going to hear about it. I feel that she's going to hear about it in another 7 to 9 days is what the spirit shows. It's going to take a little bit longer, but I do feel that she will get the position, yes.
That she will get the position?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call.
Bye.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Where are you calling from?
From Florida.
Oh, fantastic. What part?
Tampa.
Tampa. Wonderful. I have some friends in Clearwater. I visit there annually. How can I help you tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to know what you see coming up for my finances.
What do I see coming up for your finances? I feel that there is going to be some financial... I feel like there's going to be some financial hardship probably within the next couple of weeks is what I'm picking up on. I don't feel that you're going to be struggling. I feel like it's going to be something more of managing what you have. But I do feel like June isn't going to be the best month for you financially. Thankfully, it's almost over. I feel that once July kicks in and comes in full swing, you'll be doing a lot better financially. You'll have a little bit more room to feel like you can breathe, basically. I do pick up good energy coming for you, and I feel some kind of money coming for you through family. Does anybody owe you any money?
It's my inheritance.
I feel that coming in for sure. Definitely. I'm sorry?
Do you know what month?
I feel more towards August.
Okay.
Definitely. Hold on to it. And yay is right. Hold on to it and for sure look to speak with possibly somebody in finance to look where you can possibly invest and hopefully double your money.
Yeah, I need some good. Well, I want to invest in gold and silver.
I don't blame you. I want to too.
I think those are good bet. Anything in the eco-friendly environment is good, and there's a few other things I have my eyes on, but...
Absolutely, for sure. Definitely keep your energy positive. And
Can I ask one more thing really quick, and I won't drain you or be, like, ridiculous.
Sure.
Just really quick, and I know you have other people. I'd like to know, I was going out with this guy. I totally fell in love with him. We had, like, a little bit of a disagreement. We are not talking now. Do you think that he has still has feelings for me? Or
can
do you think...
Can I be honest?
What? Yeah. Oh, yes, go ahead. Be brutal if you have to. It's all right.
I feel that he's very physically attracted to you, but that is it. I don't feel that there is more chemistry than that.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
And
oh,
plus,
yeah.
I don't feel that he is truthfully in the relationship for you. If he has any idea about this inheritance, he may be trying to maybe...
He knows nothing about it. No, nothing.
All right, good. Keep it that way. I don't feel like it's the best thing for you to move forward with this relationship. I feel like there's another one out there that is going to be a lot better for you. Good luck, and thank you very much for your call. It was great talking to you.
All right, Claire, that's another hour, and we want to thank everybody that came on and asked their questions. If we didn't get to your call this evening, we do really apologize for you not being able to get in to talk to Claire. As always, Claire, go ahead and give out your website because people can contact you privately for readings.
Absolutely. My website is thehealinggallery.com. It's thehealinggallery.com. You can send me an email anytime at intuitionswithclaire@me.com. And I guess as a reach out to all of our listeners, if you didn't get a chance to do a reading this evening, I'll be answering all of your emails. So definitely send me an email and get in touch with me through my website. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you all.
All right. You can catch Claire on her radio show at the same channel every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. As always, it's great to have you on Spiritual Connections Radio. Have a great evening, Claire.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye, guys.